This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say, some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't.
Man, Nancy Pelosi must not be on Joe Biden's side anymore. When she's out saying these things publicly, I guess on the Sunday shows, she's not lending him any cover. We've got Congressman Mike Bost in studio with us. He is the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he is the representative for Illinois' 12th District. Congressman, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me in.
You bet. Nancy Pelosi, I mean, to me, I've always seen the Democrats and come hell or high water.
They stick together.
Well, it seems as though Joe Biden's on the outside of that.
You know, I mean, this all went down as she talked nice to him. Then we find out that she said this can be done the easy way or the hard way. She stabbed him in the back, stabbed him in the chest, kicked him to the curb. And, you know, she's done. She's moving on.
I mean, so Biden drops out from running for reelection. He's still the president of the United States. I'm reading on Fox News, the headline behind you, Israel on alert, bracing for possible Iran strike.
Yeah.
The world is in a moment right now where America needs to be at its best.
Anytime, no matter what the situation is in the world or in the nation, you need to have a commander-in-chief who is ready at a moment's notice, that knows what's going on, or at least is surrounding themselves with the persons that know the most about what's going on, but should have at least a 36,000-foot level. We have two carriers groups in the region. We're preparing. We're doing for what we're supposed to. But the question is, who made the call? Where is the president on this? He hasn't been talking to anyone, you know, since this happened a couple weeks ago. We were told earlier today, I think, that he's being briefed, but he was not going to come out and give any press conference because he's working on this. And we keep hearing this, and it's kind of been the whole presidency that's pretty well been this way.
Is he capable of doing the job?
I don't know. According to his people that surround him, they say yes. I don't know.
Are they reading that off of a card when they say yes?
I think. Politically, let's drop the political and let's actually look at what the nation is and try to figure out who is the best person to have in there. If he's not capable, then who's making the decisions?
That's the question, because those people weren't elected.
No. Our system is set up that you will have a commander in chief who is responsible to the people. And right now, it's a case where you don't know whether this president, and that's a scary thing to send that signal to our enemies, especially with Russia, where they're at, China in their position, and Israel having to face Iran and all of this. So it's a tough time that we need a commander in chief.
Congressman Bost in studio with us right now. So you've worked with Donald Trump. You've supported Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He has supported you. If Donald Trump is in office right now and in command, do you feel as though Iran is as bold as they are acting right now?
Let me explain this. If Donald Trump had been in office, you would not have seen the attack on Israel. If Donald Trump had been in office, you would not have seen the attack on Ukraine. That because you have to have a bold, strong president that gives themselves gives the appearance that, go ahead, cross a line. I'll tell you where the line's at. Don't do it. And if you do, it's not going to be good for you. And then you either believe them.
Yes. Because this president says don't all the time.
Right, right.
But there's something about Trump.
It's kind of like the apparent, the disciplined, says they're going to diss a little child and never does. It's the same thing. Once you have got your situation where they know that you'll do what you say, they won't cross that line again. And you know, Reagan was a great example of that, you know?
Yes.
And the Iran hostage situation, he told him, if the day that I am inaugurated, their feet had better be on U.S. soil. They were, as he was being inaugurated. So this statement of a strong president, Donald Trump has that. Whether they believe it because they think he's a strong character, whether they think he's just crazy enough to do it, it doesn't matter, because they fear a policy of, we have a big stick and we are willing to use it. If you don't understand, we have a certain policy in place. Don't mess with a free nation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I love that you said a parent who doesn't discipline their children, because I have a mom look. And if I say, if the kids are screwing out, I'm like, hey, don't cut that out. Or if I go, don't.
Right. Yeah. And then look,
they're going to test one of those and not test the other.
That's right.
And we all know what it's like to be around kids who just don't listen.
Right.
And they haven't been taught
to. And trust me, when we know from world history, a dictator, the only way you calm down a dictator is be a stronger force than he is with his battle behind him, or with his battle group behind him.
We're speaking with Congressman Mike Bost. He is the United States Congressman for Illinois' 12th District. I want to go through some of the major players right now that are campaigning to win the presidency. Of course, we're talking about Trump now. Kamala Harris. I don't know how much experience you have working directly with Kamala Harris.
I really haven't had a lot with Kamala Harris. She was in the Senate and then now as vice president. So the Senate and House, you know, but I'm going to tell you, Tim Walsh, I know well.
So I want to get to that here in a second. I want to know if you think that, you know, Biden stepped down, and Biden himself said that his party told him he was a liability. And so
And since then, Nancy Pelosi has so much as admitted that that's what they did. So so is it a case where finally Biden will then respond? I don't know. Once again, it boils down to who's handling him.
Is a Harris presidency different than a Biden presidency?
No, only different in the fact that she's trying now to modify her positions through the election, but you can't take back what has been years of showing exactly who you are. You can't rewrite who you are 6, 7, and 8 times in a month and a half.
What if you can, because the media doesn't force her to be
honest? That's a problem as well. But I would hope that the there's enough of the people paying attention to the media side that doesn't just carry that narrative. And let me tell you, that's a small group.
Your gentleman over here just said you can stay for a second segment.
Oh, good. I'm glad to do that.
I want to ask you before we go to a break that the American people deserve honesty. The media is supposed to work on behalf of the people, not on behalf of any party, either side.
Right. But unfortunately, that's fell by the wayside, and it's proved out over and over again.
My concern about November's election is that the media won't be fair and that the elections won't be fair.
Right. Well, remember, once the media gets, I agree with that, that the media won't be fair. The media hasn't been fair in a long time. It's just now we're seeing it very, 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 very clearly. And as far as the elections won't be fair, I'm worried about that, too. That being said, it's up to the states that have to handle. You and I have had this discussion before. The states, because of the 10th Amendment, and because it's very, very clear that the elections cycle has to be controlled by the state. Now, that being said, in those areas where we can, we just carried a bill that said that must be United States citizens. Okay, we actually carried that, and it's amazing that we had to do that. Then also, for those areas where we have control over, I actually carried a bill that passed out of the House that said that that Washington, D.C., now understand that is a territory, all right, and that's why we have oversight over them. They had voted through the city council that citizens could vote in their local elections. And I passed a bill that sent over. Now, the Senate hasn't picked it up, but we passed a bill out of the House that said that you can't do that.
Well, you brought it up, and we're going to talk about this when we come back. You've served with
Tim.
With Tim Walz. Mm-hmm. You know him a little bit?
A little bit.
You know his kind?
Yep.
Let's talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
Good?
Sounds
all right.
Great.
You're not going to want to miss this. We've got Representative Mike Bost in studio with us right now. Great representative from Illinois' 12th District. Excited to have him in studio. And he's going to give us the inside look on former Congressman Tim Walz, current Governor Tim Walz, hopeful Vice President Tim Walz on The Annie Fry Show when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I've got a couple clips here, and they're both a minute long, so I'm not going to play them because I want to talk more to Congressman Mike Bost. We can play them maybe later. But this whole conversation surrounding Tim Walz, who was a congressman and served with Congressman Bost in Congress, that's a lot of Congresses. Then he went to be the governor of Minnesota. Now he's trying to be the vice president on the Kamala Harris ticket. A lot of the conversation right now is around this concept of stolen valor. You are a Marine congressman.
Yep.
Thank you for your service. I thank him for his service in the Minnesota National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of all of this?
Well, here's the thing. I've seen this many times. People want to expand on their record. And for whatever reason, the first time I was introduced to Tim, they actually told me he was a sergeant major. Didn't find out until the other day.
Which is what he's not.
Which he's not. He was never promoted to sergeant major. I'm a corporal. And when I tell people, I tell them I'm a corporal. I don't say I'm a corporal, or I don't say I'm a sergeant. Well, I would have been a sergeant. No.
You're a corporal.
I'm a corporal.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I could tell you that odds are, had I stayed in, because my time and grade, I would have probably been a sergeant. I chose not to, so I'm still a corporal.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about when he carried a gun
in
combat. Now, if you said I was trained with that gun or that rifle, okay, because you don't say gun in Marine Corps, by the way, but Army could say.
Good to know, learning things.
It's a rifle. Okay. So if I was trained with a rifle, that's the rifle I was trained with to go into battle, though I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I was. So was he. Because, but he doesn't do that. This didn't stop there. That's what's really wild. Even with, now that's the military. Now that, I'm telling you, the stolen valor thing is we watch that pretty close as veterans. Okay, don't claim something you're not.
Right.
Don't say you were in somewhere and that you got a medal that you didn't get. But what's really wild is when the vice president introduced him, she said that he was chairman of the VA committee. He's not chairman of the VA committee. He was not chairman of the committee. He was ranking member. If you'll remember, my first 2 years, I was ranking member because that's when you're in the minority. What your job as ranking member is to, yes, try to help move good legislation, but be the person to say no on the other. You don't have the responsibility as chairman. You don't call the shot, or as ranking member, you don't call the shots.
Yeah.
You have two and a half times as many staff coordinating the oversight of all of the VA activities, all of this. The chairman is completely different than ranking member. I've been both. But for all of a sudden, for the vice president to make a statement, he's chairman. Once again, he's a sergeant major. He's chairman. putting him in a position where it is trying to inflate who he is with not true facts. And what the bad thing is, the facts aren't bad.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I want to ask you, because Congressman Boss, when I hear you're a Marine, that's like you've maximized my respect for you. You can tell me the details of things but I'm not going to respect you more because you have my whole full heart of respect. And for civilians, because I like how you said, like, you veterans pay attention to these stolen valor things.
You do.
If you're a civilian like myself, I have dear friends of mine who have served and who have served in combat and mm-hmm. Operation Iraqi Freedom and so on and so forth. They know the details.
Right.
Taxpayer, citizen, voters, the details don't really mean as much to us unless you're trying to say specific things.
To try to inflate who you are.
That try to pull something out of somebody. Mm-hmm. And like with Tim Walz, when I hear these different levels of service, I don't respect him more or less because he was one step ahead or one step behind. Right. I'm grateful that people are willing to serve. So why would he do this?
But I don't know why he would do it. I wouldn't do it, but he has done it. And that's the problem.
Is that not debatable?
No. It's not debatable, because now the military records show he was never a sergeant major.
He has said
he was
untrue things.
Yeah. Yes.
Repeatedly.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, good heavens. The person that introduced me to him was the former chairman of the VA committee, Dr. Phil Rowe, who is also a veteran. And then when he looked at me and said he's a sergeant major, that meant something to me.
Correct.
Okay.
Because you get it.
I got it. Right. Being a top sergeant is still okay. It's just not sergeant major. And why inflate something that just accept your military record for what it is? In this case, but it is showing a clear pattern, as I said, sergeant major and chairman, to try to pump up.
There's a pattern.
There is a pattern. And let me tell you, they've got to do that pattern to try to inflate it. Because when you look at his voting record, he votes farther left than Kamala.
That's my next question, because we are hearing that he's moderate, and Congressman Boss, if I keep hearing about his Midwestern values,
I know.
One more time, I'm like, no. I've never heard him say ope on stage before. I've never seen him bump into someone and feel really bad about it. Midwestern values,
right.
His values seem to be extreme.
Right. And let me tell you that he is part of that machine that is Nancy Pelosi. And I'll give you an example. When we were working on the Mission Act, which is the second part of what allows a veteran to go out into the community to receive their service, was a very, very good bill. He stood up against it in committee, which he probably thought it was a good bill, but Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats put pressure on him, because what happened is the unions that work in the VA feel like that's a step towards privatization. It is not. But the thing is, it's not about the employees at the VA. It's about the veterans who are receiving the service. And instead, he took the position of the Democrat Party over what was best for the veterans in a vote.
So when you hear people saying he's kind of moderate, he's Midwestern, I've played a whole bunch of different things that he
said
last.
When he was in committee,
yeah,
he was a nice guy, but his voting record doesn't show he's moderate at all. It shows he is a strong, strong, strong left. And that's what he chose to do. And it worked for him because it got him governor of a state where you needed to be that.
The governor before him, Pawlenty, was a Republican, correct?
That's correct.
What happened in Minnesota?
There are a lot of influx into Minnesota of, let me say it this way. There is a lot of migration mm-hmm. into Minnesota that changes the dynamics of what Minnesota was.
Why Minnesota? Why is
I don't know.
Why is the
yeah,
migration
I mean,
to Minnesota?
I don't know what happened. Whether it was adding on to the sanctuary cities, the encouragement of certain groups to go into the inner city.
Do you know if Minnesota has been one of the places that the government has established as a refugee location for reestablishment of people who have come here? As refugees?
I don't know. I can't say that for sure, because I don't know what their actual language was that they put in place. Do they have it? Yes, they do. But I don't know if they did it by law. Okay.
So When Governor Tim Walz is selected to be the vice presidential candidate, does, in your mind, what direction does Walz take the Harris ticket?
He continues to drive it to the left. He has to. I mean, putting feminine hygiene products in a boys' bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, and then, but they think that J.D. Vance drinking Diet Mountain Dew is weird. I want to let you know I drink Diet Mountain Dew.
Yes, everybody drinks Diet Mountain Dew.
Well,
it's doing, always, Diet
always
Mountain Dew is doing fine.
Never past 11:30 in the morning, though, because then I can't take the caffeine.
Yeah, but see, you have a Diet Mountain Dew schedule.
I do.
That's not weird. Everybody knows how long they can drink their Diet Mountain Dew.
But doing what Tim Walz did as a governor, I think that's a little weird.
It's very weird. And you know, I made this point earlier for this long to anybody, because I haven't heard anyone talking about this, but as a woman, I don't expect feminine hygiene products to be provided to me in any restroom I go into, but I would really like to see if in Minnesota all female restrooms have feminine products.
Right.
I bet that they don't. When I'm watching Kamala Harris not talk to the media, I guess there's a possibility that exists that she could get through the rest of this election without having to be pressed. She's going to have to debate.
I don't see how the American people take it, even if the press want to be light on her on this. You are asking to become the the leader of the free world. Yes, it's the president of the United States, but you are going to be the leader of the free world. And we've already seen what it's like to not have someone present to do that.
Yes.
Are someone else pulling the strings? And so the question is, do they keep her? It's not COVID. They can't lock her in the basement, but they've got to get her out to talk. Now, do I believe
they
that
have to
she's
get her
going,
off the prompter?
Yeah, yeah.
To talk.
And I
she
believe
is out there.
I believe this honeymoon lasts through their convention.
How's Chicago? You, as an Illinois representative, you've worked in state government, you've been in Congress for a while. What's going to happen in Chicago?
You know, I don't know. I think that it'll be interesting to see how the state government, what threats they get there. I think maybe after the assassination attempt on Trump, some of it calmed down. I pray it has,
yes,
because the original thought was there was going to be so many riots up there this next weekend that they couldn't control it like they did in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was with what they did in 1968. Remember, that was the world that was both racial tension and Vietnam tension.
I've heard about it. I don't remember it.
I do. Sorry. I was very young, though.
Yeah,
I was
absolutely
very young. I was 7 years old.
Congressman Boss, before we let you go, only got about 90 seconds left. Everyone talks about Trump, Kamala Harris, so on and so forth. We need to win the House. The Republicans need to dominate in Congress.
We need to increase our numbers in the House
is
and win
happen?
The Senate. I believe it is. We have some great candidates around this nation. We got a lot of people working hard on them. I'm working with them and trying to get out every time I can to help them. And what's really wild is we are probably the most diverse Republican Party that we've ever been as far as race and gender is concerned. But not policy-wise, okay? We are truly a group of people who believe in our conservative values, and we're going to be working to make sure that this nation holds.
We've been speaking with Congressman Mike Bost, and I'm so grateful that you came in here. I'm so grateful that you were so accessible to talk to our audience here. You got 30 seconds. What do people need to do right now to help secure victory, yes, in Illinois and across the country?
Get involved. First off, let me tell you that yes, get involved with your party that of choice and support, and Republican Party, I would prefer. But also, let me tell you this. I hope that people at the local level, actually, if there's not people running, and a little after the fact now, but pay attention and get so much involved that you might be able to get on a city council or anything like that, because that's what we need.
Awesome. Thank you for being in here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
for
you
me
for
on
the donuts.
Yeah.
You brought us donuts. Last time was bagels.
Donuts this time. Yeah.
Donuts this time. Thank you. You've been listening to Congressman Mike Bost, Illinois' 12th District Representative, Chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and our friend here on The Annie Frye Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.